Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As sports fans across the nation get ready for Sunday's Super Bowl, so are the companies buying airtime for commercials. Amanda Bauer, an associate professor of business administration and marketing at Washington and Lee University, has more about this advertising phenomenon.
The Super Bowl isn't just super, it's massive. Last year, nearly half the U.S. population watched the Super Bowl, and so many eyes will attract so many advertisers. It costs almost $3 million for a 30-second spot. And those eyes, well, they are hungry. About 166 million pounds of snack food will be consumed during the game. Papa John's alone expects people to eat 30 million slices of pizza. Overall, the National Retail Federation estimates that consumers spent almost $9 billion on the game last year. The paradox of the Super Bowl is that something so massive can result in something so shared, almost intimate. The top-rated scripted TV shows this January only had around 15 million viewers, about a tenth of the Super Bowl audience. And even if we were all willing to watch Two and a Half Men, and I'm certainly not, we don't watch it all at the same time. 12% of people never watch a show during an original broadcast, and 43% of people report watching shows on a DVR. We shove our fingers in our ears when a friend starts talking, "No, no, no, don't tell me. I'm one of 24% of people who will watch it on the internet later." But the Super Bowl, we all watch. We don't DVR it for later. We go to Super Bowl parties, which about 40% of the audience does, and yell at the game, or the ads, with our friends. And the next day, we have something to share with everybody, or nearly half of everybody. And that, I think, yes, I'll say it, is just super.
That was Washington and Lee University's Amanda Bauer. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.